This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
And JT, back on track. Let's go live to our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, imagine that. The trains are rolling again here after this brief strike. It's the first time, in fact, since late Thursday night. The New Jersey Transit trains running, including here at Newark Penn. I just saw a couple come in. One is headed to Trenton. The other one is going into the city. The first trains, in fact, making their way back at it here about at 4 this morning. Jersey Transit taking most of yesterday to make sure they inspected all the tracks that hadn't been used in more than 72 hours to make sure everything was in shape. Now, from what we're hearing again this morning about the deal that was put together for the locomotive engineers, apparently the unions are getting their wage increase they wanted in exchange for some concessions of benefits. We'll learn more about that probably in the days ahead once the deal is ratified. I should mention Jersey Transit's CEO and President Chris Kaluri will actually be here at Newark Penn at 6:45 this morning. He's going to greet some of the riders, welcome them back to the service, and we're also going to ask him about the fare, if the extra millions are going to be laying out now could impact the fare going forward. We believe the answer will be no, but we'll see what Kaluri has to say. But again, the good news, Newark Penn's pretty busy here. We'll be talking to riders as they return to train service. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here at Newark Penn.
New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver now looking at charges of assaulting or impeding law enforcement in that skirmish outside Delaney Hall, which is being used as an immigration detention center by ICE. At the same time, Alina Haba, the Trump-appointed acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey, is dropping the case against Newark Mayor Ross Baraka, who was accused of trespassing. He says the feds don't have a case against McIver.
I think that the congresswoman will be vindicated, and the videos are clear. Everybody can see those videos. They'll see the whole thing, and it'll be clear to me, and it'll be clear to her in court.
For her part, McIver called the charges purely political and says it was the agents who escalated the situation by arresting the mayor in the first place. Another outage at the air traffic control tower that handles Newark Airport. It was a 2-second blip, but still, it happened Monday just before noon. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's the sound from live ATC.
United 2289, if you do not hear us on approach control, go over to Newark Tower on 118.3. You're okay for now. Just stay on your present heading.
Officials say all aircraft maintained safe separation, and this comes as the FAA implemented new delays for flights to Newark, averaging 23 minutes because of the shortage of air traffic controllers. The incident, meantime, marks at least the fourth outage affecting Newark in the past 3 weeks. Cassie Ventura's mother expected on the stand today at the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. Yesterday, it was a member of his inner circle.
This is Mr. Combs' kingdom, and we are here to serve in it. That's what was told to David James when he was interviewed to become one of Sean Diddy Combs' many personal assistants. He got the job in 2007. He'd work from 8 in the morning, often until 4 the next morning, planning Diddy's schedule, readying his documents, and knocking on his bedroom door to see if he was ready to wake up for breakfast. Asked whether he knew Diddy's girlfriends, he said Kim Porter was the queen. Then there was Sarah, Tara, Yana, and Cassie Ventura. James testified he rented a yacht off Star Island so Diddy could impress Cassie when they first met. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, they're all abuzz at the Bronx Zoo. Yeah, that's where Craig Gibbs with the Wildlife Conservation Society says they'll be celebrating World Bee Day with a honey tasting contest. It's from bees right here in the five boroughs, and he tells 1010 Winds not all honey is created equal.
It's more now the nuances of some flowers will produce a sweeter honey, where other bees are foraging on grasses or things like that, they might have a more earthy or a woody flavor.
He notes that bee colonies are dwindling and need to be protected as pollinators are key to crop production. Today's event is from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get tickets at bronxzoo.com. Some local high school kids taking part in a healthy food day of action. Alexandria Rodriguez goes to the Liberation Diploma Plus High School in Coney Island. She'll be among those outside City Hall ahead of a hearing today in which the students will ask lawmakers to support groups like Seeds in the Middle. They help to get more healthful foods to neighborhoods made up of primarily Black and brown New Yorkers who are experiencing high rates of diabetes, heart disease, and other preventable illnesses.
It's about everybody's health over here because there's a lot of stores around here that doesn't need to be here. Like, we need fresh stuff and we need things to help us with our body.
They're also going to ask the city council to try and find ways to increase the number of grocery stores and lower the costs in these vulnerable areas. A group of Bergen County teens hitting the road in their own backyard. They are touring schools and using their book, The Adventures of Bergen the Bear, to teach younger kids how to become bear aware.
Bear danger is growing, and juniors and sophomores at Mahwah High School are doing something about it.
Bears have become like an increasingly larger issue.
Albert Wren is a sophomore at Mahwah High School. He's one of many students that worked on a school safety project to educate younger kids about how to take charge if they do run into a bear.
We've seen bears around, sometimes even in our backyard.
Kiara Moranti and Davin Stromer says it happens more often than you may think.
When I was younger with my mom, we were walking, and all of a sudden, out of our neighborhood came a bear from the woods, but it was near us. We kind of thought that teaching these kids, you know, how to be safe when, let's say, they're playing outside.
They say this lesson could make all the difference. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
First word from the NTSB on their investigation into what caused a Mexican tall ship to plow into the Brooklyn Bridge.
Police have said there was a power failure, but the NTSB's Michael Graham says it's too early to tell.
We are working with our counterparts in the Mexican government to gain access to the ship and hopefully with some of the crew members to be able to interview them.
As far as the presence of a tugboat that may or may not have been connected to the ship to prevent something like a bridge strike, the NTSB's Brian Young says
that's part of our nautical operations investigation, where we look at the procedures on what is the normal operation for a tugboat assist departing a pier.
They will also look for any data recorders from inside the ship. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As for the bridge itself, officials say there is no structural damage. Arthur Ashe Stadium is about to get a major makeover.
USTA CEO Lou Scher said it's the single largest investment they've ever made in the U.S. Open.
More than $800 million that we will be investing in a multi-year transformation that will change the experience for every fan, every player, and you, our partners.
Arthur Ashe Stadium will get a new entrance, more courtside seating, wider concourses, more dining and retail. The players will get a state-of-the-art performance center that drew the envy of tennis legend John McEnroe.
Like, where was this when I was playing?
The project has a 2027 completion date. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Another major bidder backs out of the New York casino competition. This time, Related Company says it and Wynn Resorts will no longer look to include a casino in the plans for Hudson Yards. That's because it requires local zoning approval, and there was a lot of objection from the community. Instead, Related will build a hotel, office space, and 4,000 new apartments, 10% of which will be affordable housing. It was less than a month ago that Las Vegas Sands withdrew their proposal for a casino at the old Nassau Coliseum. That leaves in our area bids for a casino in Times Square, one over on 11th Avenue in the 40s, one next to Citi Field, or possibly one in the Bronx. A rally on the steps of City Hall at noon today, led by Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso. He tells 1010 Winds this is to call on city lawmakers to do more to fight deed theft in the five boroughs.
Right now, we're having a huge issue where there are no resources available to people that have succumbed to deed theft. We don't have an initiative. We don't have lawyers or legal services.
The state attorney general's office says there were nearly 3,500 deed theft complaints in the city from 2014 through 2023. Reynoso says it's become rampant in central and eastern Brooklyn, where there's a large concentration of seniors and homeowners of color.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.